6 months ago today, one of the strongest earthquakes in recorded history triggered the tsunami that swept across the Indian Ocean and killed hundreds of thousands of people in Asia and along the coast of East Africa. International support for recovery and rebuilding efforts began and expanded as the scope of the disaster became known. Progress has been made, but much remains to be done, as Dwale Saikautau reports from Phuket, which was Thailand's number one tourist destination.
Amnoy Pon Netipat has been extremely busy since the tsunami. She has been meeting government officials, aid donors, and journalists. She works at Ban Bang Wan School in Pangnam Province, one of the hardest hit areas in southern Thailand. Her school has more than 600 children, 47 of whom lost either one or both parents on December 26. Many of her students, she says, personally saw their homes destroyed by the waves. Amnoy Pon said local and foreign aid groups have been providing supplies, food, housing, and counseling for tsunami survivors. During a break from her work this past week, she sat on a cement bench watching her students play during recess. When asked how she has been coping over the past 6 months, she gets quiet and remembers her husband, a police officer who helped provide security for the grandson of the King and Queen of Thailand. Both the King and Queen's grandson and her husband were killed in the tsunami, along with thousands of others along this coast. Mai Pin Rai, she says in Thai, never mind. She says, I only cry on some days. She insists she's too busy to mourn the dead. For now, it's the children, the living, that are her greatest concern. These students say the teachers here are great, and they say they like school because they get to see many friends. Aid workers say most of the housing for tsunami victims has been built and basic needs have been provided for most families. Government money isn't arriving as quickly as some would like, so people here look to international aid agencies for help. Some of the aid agencies say their focus has shifted from relief to long-term assistance like vocational training and treating the mental problems of some of the local people. This month, international rescue teams continued the search for bodies of foreigners in the basements of destroyed hotels, bungalows, or businesses in the Khao Lak area where luxury resorts were located. 6 months on, many families, foreign and local, hope to find remains of their loved ones. On the resort island of Phuket, Patong Beach is quiet. This once popular destination is now desperate for tourists. Cha Lioi No Chai is ready to give Thai massages to customers on the beach, but few people are returning to the white sands from Europe and from other Asian countries. Cha Lioi complains that Asian tourists are staying away because some fear tsunami victims have not been buried properly.
She said before tsunami, Korea, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong like to come to Phuket, and after tsunami, they scare about the spirit or the ghost. They cancel the flight. No have the people from this group.
The TAT, or Tourism Authority of Thailand, says visitors from Asia have stayed away more than those from Europe or other Western countries. The TAT says at least 10 international airlines have suspended or canceled flights to Phuket indefinitely, and at least 21 other carriers have cut back services to this region. Anoma Vong Yai is with the TAT office in Phuket. She says every effort is being made to bring tourists back to Phuket.
You are lucky if you come here during this period because not many people, not busy, and also cheap, because many, many businesses try to discount and attract people to come, and now it's already low season. Airfare, hotels, tour, most of them discount the price.
James Bigley agrees. He's visiting Phuket with friends from Ireland. He says he had few concerns coming here.
I don't think I was that scared. I think when I'm going into the sea, it's kind of like, wow, these waves are what damaged everything. And you're constantly looking out real far in the sea to see if you can see anything. But no, it's I'm not, you can't be scared, I am. You have to come here. It's amazing. It's the best beach I've ever been. I've been to beaches all over Europe and everything, in America. This is the best beach I've been in so far, and I can't wait to see all the other beaches as well.
Not far from where Bigley enjoys the waves, new tsunami watchtowers with sirens are in place. Local residents and business owners have already had several evacuation drills to prepare for future tsunamis. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Phuket, Thailand.